backseat of my heart, there's someone saying I'm a man. I couldn't get the car to start, my keys are somewhere in the mess. I fell asleep outside the door and found a letter in the morning. I couldn't make it out, although I recognized my own handwriting. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying, I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers.
Hello, Medford, Somerville.
Hello, Medford, Somerville area. This is the Granola Girls on 91.5 FM WMFO, Tubbs Freeform Radio.
Today, and we have a special guest.
Hi, guys. What's good?
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, get closer to the mic.
What?
Yep, you're good.
Okay, so my name is Andres Borjas. I'm friends with these two Granola Girls. I figured out what their name, what their show is called, the Granola Girls, over the summer. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah? What did you think?
Checks out.
It makes sense. It adds up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us some fun facts about yourself, Andres.
About myself. I live in Wren.
That's a fun fact. Wow.
For those of you who don't know, awesome. Wren is a residential hall on Tubbs campus. Hall.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm an IR major. The security concentration, so checks out.
Adds up.
Yeah. I don't know, I was born in Venezuela. It's probably something pretty
That's
cool
a fun
about
fact.
Me. Yeah, it's a fun fact, yeah. Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Go
That's
game.
It. Just
go Nats,
Washington,
go Nats,
D.C.
Boys.
Okay.
Yeah. That's sure. What we got for now.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
So since you're Granola Girl for the day, we let Andres pick our theme for today's episode.
Andres, would you want to explain what inspired this theme?
Yeah. So sometimes you get a little existential.
Sometimes.
In life. So like you really don't know what to do. So like in the end, you just want to rave. So these are kind of some songs that get you hype when you're feeling a little existential, because that's all there is to do.
Yeah, I sort of interpreted that.
Yeah, I think I took it differently.
Yeah, so Georgia sent me a screenshot of your text exchange where you suggested this idea. And I sort of took it to mean, like, songs that sound happy that, like, make me feel sad, or the other way around. Like, songs that sound sad but make me feel happy. And that's, like, how I interpreted that.
Yeah, like, maybe, like, a sad song that's, but, like, kind of upbeat.
Right.
Like, that last song that we played, like, Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales, single version by Car Seat Headrest.
I noticed that.
Like, it's really upbeat, and it's, like, kind of jamming, but if you think about it, like, it's about, like, being too drunk to drive, and, like, you should just, like, call a taxi, and, like, you don't want to talk to me because we're, like, in a bad relationship. Anyway, but, yeah, I just kind of took it to that route. But also, like, sad songs to kind of hype me up.
Right. And I chose Ocean Man by Ween, which is, song. Like, a happy song, but for some reason it makes me so sad. Like, just, I mean, I didn't cry this time, but usually when I hear that song, it just makes me cry. I don't know why. I think because it was in the SpongeBob movie, if you guys remember that movie.
I do.
It was, you know, a classic film. it was, like, at the end, like, during the ending credits. And I guess, like, this song just reminds me of, like, childhood.
Yeah.
I don't know. but good song.
Yeah. And then regardless. We started off before that with Someone Great, LCD Sound System, which I picked because it's a super hype song, but it's literally just about, like, his therapist died, and then he wrote a song about it.
That's so sad.
And so it's really sad. Like, it's really dark. Like, I feel bad laughing about it, but I just feel like a lot of LCD Sound System music is kind of, like, it's kind of like that. Like, it's really, like, sad and, like, really dark, and you're like, are you okay? But then it's like this, and you're like, yeah, okay, I'll dance to this. So, yeah, all things happy and sad.
True.
And vice versa are
whoa.
Welcome.
You're right, Georgia.
Whoa.
What do we have up next?
Up next, it's another one of Sarah's picks.
Oh, my gosh.
Simple Season by Hippocampus.
Great song.
Peace. I love making you believe what you get is what you see, but I'm so fake happy. I feel so fake happy, and I bet everybody here is just as insincere. We're all so fake happy, and I know fake happy.
A trick, I wish I knew. I'm so done with thinking through all the things I could have been, and I know you wanted to. All it takes is that one look you do, and I run right back to you. You cross the line, and it's time to say F you. What's the point in saying that when you know how I'll react? You think you can just take it back, but shit just don't work like that. You're the drug that I'm addicted to, and I want you so bad. Guess I'm stuck with you, and that's that. 'Cause when it all falls down, then whatever. When it don't work out for the better, if it just ain't right, and it's time to say goodbye. When it all falls down, when it all falls down, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
fight. I don't know. We say what hurts the most. Oh, I try staying cold, but you take it personal. All these firing shots and making ground. It's way too hard to call. But I still can't let you go.
'Cause when it
we're back.
Yeah, Andres.
So that was your pick.
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's called All Falls Down by Alan Walker and some guest.
I just realized how Andres heavy this episode has become.
Is it really?
Like every 2 seconds we're like, So Andres.
I mean, I just, you know, would you want to explain your pick?
Yeah. So this is a song that I found out like this summer and I would like scream it on my way to work.
Mm. Where did you work?
I worked at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
It was sick.
And, sick? Awesome.
Yeah, and I would just, like, drive to work, and for some reason, like, I don't know, this stuff was really stressful, and I was, like, really stressed all the time, but it was a lot of fun, and I feel this really, like, explained my experience, because I was like, but I was also like, okay, let's get hyped, because this is so much fun.
Okay, and that song, like, embodies that for you?
Yeah, the song embodied this, because it, like, I felt like I was, like, living, like, my best life, and it, like, could all, like, fall down, like, at any second.
Oh.
And so, for some reason, I felt very, like, self-assured in this time of my life, so I was like, you know what, when it all falls down, like, I'll be fine.
Wow.
So, like, that's how...
Wow, Andres, that was profound.
Mm. Yeah,
thank you for sharing.
I really find the most in EDM.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I can relate to that sentiment.
Okay. That's
but
okay. That's
thank
valid.
You for being honest.
To each
thank you for
own.
Being vulnerable, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, I know. I'm being open and honest here at WMFO.
Right.
With my granola gurus.
What?
Your gurus. Granola what?
Gurus.
Yes, right. Oh, granola gurus.
They were just like guru. Like, from the Sicily, yeah. And I was like,
I mean, yeah. Sorry. Like, I guess.
I forget I'm on radio. I have to enunciate.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Like a test?
Yeah, it says
or
it's
is there something actually happening?
Test.
I think so.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I was like, should we be concerned?
Should we
be
worried?
Like, should we leave?
It's like, no. Nuclear
we're
apocalypse.
Fine.
Right.
Mm.
Duck and cover,
anyway.
Everybody. But yeah, I picked that song because it's just, like, I feel like I've talked about it before. It's just kind of like about And we put on faces for people, and they're not always the real face that we're feeling.
True.
So,
do you remember what episode you played this song for? I don't.
I could look it up.
Okay.
I feel like it was like we had like a women and women first.
Oh,
I feel like I played this song.
Yeah. That probably is true. Yeah. Wow, good song. I chose Simple Season by Hippocampus.
Yes.
Similar to Ween's song, Ocean Man, that I played, it like is kind of happy and upbeat, but it sort of makes me sad. And I feel like Simple Season especially kind of captures like the fleetingness of youth.
Mm.
And I don't know, it just reminds me of like spring in what I don't know why, but it does, and just how spring is sort of fleeting, but like nice, and you're like appreciating it for what it is, but you know that it'll leave soon. And that sort of, that song embodies that feeling for me, but it still is sort of like upbeat on the surface.
Yeah.
So I really like that song. One of my favorites off that album.
Me too.
I mean, as we've discussed.
We
love Hippocampus. But,
yeah.
Andres, didn't you have a story for us?
Oh, yeah.
You were going to tell a story.
I almost failed yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, the syllabus was like half a page, and I was like, I'm not reading half a page. So.
Right. Half a page is a lot for yoga.
I just thought that it was like, why does yoga have a syllabus? And I mean, like, it was a great class, like, no disrespect, like, I loved my teacher.
No disrespect to the yoga community.
I loved my teacher, I loved that class, it made spring semester so nice. But I didn't read the syllabus, because I'm stupid. And, like, I was just like, oh, I don't need to. I don't know, there were like two times that I was like, I don't really need to go to class, so I just didn't. And then I read the syllabus, just like, by chance one day. Like, I clicked on the wrong canvas thing, and I was like, oh, this is yoga. And then I was like, oh, you only get two absences. Like, if you miss one more, like, you're done.
You're done?
Yeah, you're done.
Done.
Whoa.
So, I really had to grind it out to get that pass in yoga. Because I failed.
Is yoga a pass-fail?
Yoga's a pass-fail.
Oh.
So, you know, really, really using my brinksmanship, IR concept. And
wow. You know, for the zero IR listeners out there.
Right. All our IR babies
IR
out there.
IR stands in the show.
Interesting.
So yeah.
But did you enjoy the class?
Oh, I loved it. It was so much fun. Like okay, I think her name was Karen. I'm almost sure.
The professor, I guess.
And she would like tell us like inspirational stories like after every class.
What would she?
She would just tell us about how like she worked at this like flower shop in Pittsburgh, and then she was like, you won't always be that girl like picking thorns out of flowers in Pittsburgh. And I was like, yes, I'm gonna rise out of my state.
Wow.
I'm gonna grow. And I don't know, it kind of hit hard, and you would meditate and stuff, and it would be so nice.
I would kind of love to be working in a flower shop in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest, that sounds kind of fun.
Nice.
Never been to Pittsburgh.
Me
so
either.
That could be fun, but you know,
Steel Town, right?
Yeah,
Steel Town.
Is that?
I think it's
the Steelers.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking of like Steel the Metal, but I think that's why they probably
talk about
sports
Steelers.
Yes. On this show. The Steelers, are they good? Is it football season?
Yes.
We're more than halfway through football
this
season.
This is awesome. So important, and I wish that radio was a visual medium just so I could share this. But there was this video last night. There was a football game. It was like the Cowboys and somebody. No.
Cowboys.
It was Cowboys and somebody.
Cowboys. No, Cowboys, Giants.
Yep. Cowboys, Giants, okay. But in the middle of the game, no, this is, I don't even watch
the
football.
The cat.
But there was a cat that ran into the middle of the field and they couldn't play.
And the cat.
Right, that's so cute.
Got to the end zone before the Cowboys ever did, but then the Cowboys still won, so it's kind of sad.
But it was a little cat.
Aww, that's really cute. I don't really care about how the game ended up.
No, me either.
But
and then
it's
obviously
what checks out.
And so I saw the video of the cat on the field, and then I saw another video of someone like who was watching the game and like all of their cats like watching the cat on the field. It was so
that's
cute.
That's really cute.
That's all I have to say about
that. Maybe I should start watching football. Yeah. What do we think, you guys? Should I become a football fan?
Just for the cat?
How do we feel? Yeah?
You would be a pretty good because like you would be closest to your Oregon 49ers, undefeated right now. So,
okay.
Yeah, only undefeated team in football somehow.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
That's San Francisco.
That's not close.
That's an 8-hour drive. You know, not that bad.
Okay, so you get what you get, Sarah.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah. There's a football team in Seattle,
oh my god, the Raiders. Right? Oh my god, I'm so stupid.
What are they called?
The Oakland Raiders.
The Seattle Seahawks.
I'm really exposing myself, I hope. Right. None of the boys are listening right now.
The boys are definitely not listening
right
now, don't worry.
Tell the boys to stream the archive.
Honestly.
Stream the archive? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know if I want to expose myself like this. Like, I was a geography champion, and I, like, know some stuff about football, and, like...
You were a geography B champion?
I'm sorry, what?
Baby, eighth grade, baby. Eighth in the state.
Eighth in the
state?
Were?
Yeah.
Wait, and,
wow.
If you're from D.C., aren't you, like,
I'm
not?
From Virginia, dude. Okay. I'm from right outside D.C.
Fake. Andre.
No, but I went to school in D.C. It's fine. Gonzaga wow. College High School, shout out, go Eagles.
No. No, don't shout them out.
No, I don't know how
we're
I feel about
redact that. Can we just play the next song? Because I'm really excited about
this. Let's move on.
One.
I need to process that Andres is not, in fact, from D.C. That he's been lying this whole time.
Guys, this just calls for some reflection.
True.
Crying for so long with my tears and dread. So when I hear your voice, those tears. feel better, but I know that I'm alright. I don't know if your friends are there. I don't know if they'd even care. I don't know if you feel it in the air, but I know that I'm alright. And I could be strong for you. I could be wrong for you.
Radio True. Theater Hospital.
Good song.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Why did you pick that song?
Well, I feel like it's another one of those songs that, I mean, this one doesn't sound as happy, but it kind of is emblematic, I feel like, of sort of what you were alluding to, like, in every happy thing, there's a little bit of sad, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And I feel like that song is sort of along those lines. Like, I guess the line where it's like, I'm not fine, I'm all right, like, you know, it's a little bit like things are not the best right now, but they will be okay, is yeah. like the sense that I get from that song. And I don't know, I really like that song. And of course we had Reflection from Mulan.
I just feel like that was necessary because it is so, like, she is so, like, confused and, like, lost in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, she's, like, has this strength. Like, she's singing, like, oh, I don't know, like, why am I not, like, who I'm supposed to be? But then, like, at the same time, like, during the song, she's, like, I'm becoming who I'm supposed to be, you know?
True.
She's, like, physically, like, you know, cutting her hair.
Part where she's cutting her hair? Yeah.
And it's, like, so iconic.
I haven't seen that movie in a while. But it's really good.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
From what I remember? Yeah. From, like, the 6 months ago when I watched
right.
it. And then we had Kept Me Crying by Haim. It was kind of a bop. Like, it's, again, it's one of those songs, like, think you listen to it and you're like, oh, this is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the groovy yeah. beat and you're like, oh, yeah.
I never heard that song before the show.
Something to Tell You, their most recent full album.
When did that come out?
It came out, like, 2017.
Oh, okay,
honestly, okay. Not my favorite.
That's not the one where they're, like, where the cover is them, like, sitting on
no, no,
the
no, grass. No, Days Are Gone is like,
yeah,
unmatched.
Okay, I really like that
one. That was 2013, yeah. I think. Yeah, Unmatched, that's just bop mm-hmm. from end to end. Something to Tell You kind of fell off for me a little bit, I'm gonna be honest. Love Haim, but it kind of fell off. But this song I really liked.
Yeah, good song.
But yeah.
Now we have a PSA.
PSA.
From our very own, Andres Borjas.
Yeah, this one goes out to all my okay. fiends out there. There's
this
too
one,
many
what? Say that
to
again?
All my fiends out there.
Mm.
There's too many of you to list. This might be bad because I can't read, but
we hand Andres the book of PSAs and he's like, wait, I'm not good at reading. But so,
IR majors be like, can't read.
So, under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, comma, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800 Quit now or visit www.smokefree.gov. Yeah, don't do cigs.
Don't
food.
Do cigs.
Don't smoke.
I love that.
It's bad.
It's just like, please quit now.
No darts out here.
You're right. Wow, thanks, Andres.
Thank you.
Would you like to share with the listeners what your idea is for your radio show next semester?
Yeah, I feel like on a like Friday, like at 10 p.m. or something like that, maybe a little bit earlier, like at 9 p.m., like, I could just have something like Rave Central Station, and I would just be like...
For an hour.
Yeah.
Just rave.
It's just like, what's up, my lovely pregames? Hope you're here to have a great night out.
Right.
Like, I'll be your...
Narrating the pregame.
Yeah, You're gonna be like the Wolfman of WMFO. Hey, guys.
I'll
just
be your
really gravelly.
Right.
Yo, like, bops only.
Bops only.
Like...
Can you name, like, an example?
Like, what's a single bop that you would play?
Like, as a single bop that I would play. Like, are really putting me out on the spot. I don't know. I feel like something that really just gets you, like, so hyped to go out is Some Levels by Avicii. Like... I feel like that just, like, if that doesn't get the blood pumping, you're not alive.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Guess I'm dead inside.
I don't know if I know that song.
Oh my god. Did you go to high school?
I did.
No.
I did go to high school.
Like, it's like,
indeed.
It's the one that goes like, wait, how does the beat go?
Yeah,
it's,
how does it go? Maybe I'd recognize it.
It's like, it's like, oh, sometimes I get a feeling.
That's not. No,
da, da,
that's a different song.
Da 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 da. No. Okay, now we have to play it.
Since I've been to a frat party, I probably have heard that song.
I feel like we can listen to it off the air.
Yeah.
But I want to listen to this next song because I have to leave. So I kind of want to leave on this note.
Yeah. Let's play it. What song is it?
Oh, it's Well, no, it's not sad. It's sad and happy. Actually, a couple weeks ago, I was at a Melisma magazine, shout out Melisma, meeting, and we had, like, an icebreaker, and it was, what's one song, if you had no judgment, what song would you just blast at a party and just totally go off to? And I picked this song, which is I Bet on Losing Dogs by Mitski.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to play it. Goodbye, listeners.
Oh, bye, Jordan.
Everyone else is
sad.
But it's just me leaving. Okay, bye.
That was When I'm With You by Best Coast. Similar vibe. I feel like it sounds kind of happy and upbeat, but it is a little, and it's like, I don't know, I guess the message is also happy, but it just, I don't know. It feels a little like bittersweet to me, but I don't know. Andres, what do you, you were saying we play a lot of slow jams. Yeah. what do you think? How's your experience been on Granola Girls?
My experience
today?
At Granola Girls has been amazing.
Wow, I'm glad.
I've had so much fun for a
That's
Tuesday.
That's great, for a Tuesday.
And yeah, I feel refreshed. I feel
great.
Energized.
Ready to take on the
I'm
rest of the day.
I'm ready to take on the day. I'm going to get a coffee after this. Like,
heck yeah.
Like, Spanish 31 doesn't know what's coming.
Wow, you're right.
Yeah, no, it's been great. Thank you to Georgia, yeah, who left, and Sarah for bringing me in.
You're welcome. It's been our pleasure. And again, this is the Granola Girls plus Andres. Yeah. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And our last pick is one of Andres' picks.
Yes.
Dust Bowl Dance by Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
Want to say a little bit about this pick?
So the song is, I think, about, I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's about a guy that, like, kills, like, a rich guy that took his land.
Okay.
During the Dust Bowl era.
When is that?
I think it's like the 30s, like Great Depression
okay.
type
okay.
stuff.
IR.
Yeah.
History.
History minor also.
Okay.
Shout out
to the history department.
Shout out to history department.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know. Like, it's just a song that it's like a very like bitter story. Like the way that the lead singer like pronounced everything. It's like very like I don't know. It's just very hard hitting. And then like when they go off on the instrumental, like they go hard. And it's like one of those songs that's like the message itself is like so like strange and like a little angry, but like the instrumentals just make it something that you really just want to like bop to.
Yeah, I feel like that whole album is very like instrumental heavy.
That's very true.
Yeah,
I feel like all their stuff is like very,
I mean, I don't like their newer stuff, I have to say. It's very different. It's a different vibe.
They have like a new single out, which I kind of like.
Okay, I haven't heard it, but like their newest like full album, I was like, it wasn't my favorite.
Interesting.
But that's just,
but yeah, this is another sorry, last thing, so we're running
okay.
out of time.
It's fun.
This is another work song. Again, made me feel kind of hype. Made me just wanna. This song just made me like pumped up to like, because our work was very combative at some points, and this was like very like getting me ready to like get into like.
Yeah.
Made me want to just like throw hands, you know, a little
interesting.
Bit.
Okay.
So
that's an interesting energy to end the show with. But thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Dust Bowl Dance by Mumford & Sons.
Young man stands on the edge of his porch. The days were short and the father was gone. There was no one in the town and no one in the field. This dusty barren land had given all it could yield. Off my land at the age of 16, and I have no idea where else my heart could have been. I placed all my trust at the foot of this hill, and now I am sure my heart could never be still. So collect your courage and collect your horse, and pray you never feel the same kind of remorse. Stand and now nowhere to hide. Align my heart, my body, my mind to face what I've done and do my time. So one man has and another has not. How can you
what is in store. There will come a time I